that's a wealthy family, if that's what you want.
Yeah.
It's not just what
inside,
should be.
Inside a cherry, there's a
pit.
And inside a peach, there's a
seed.
Either stone, peach stone.
And two kinds of peaches on the basis of the relationship of the meat to the stone.
Clinging free.
Clinging free.
You eat an apple, you throw away the
core.
You have a word for pieces of dried apple?
No.
Dried apple.
No, schnitz or schnitz?
Yes. I don't hear it very often, but I did heard it. Schnitz or something like that. Uh-huh. But I would not pronounce
it. I never
it.
Did hear it.
And the kind of nut that you might crush up into a cake would be a
pecan
or other kind of
walnut.
Now the walnut has an outer cover and an inner cover. What do you call them? The outer cover is the
shell.
That's the hard one. Mm-hmm. That's actually the inner cover, isn't it?
The hard.
I mean, the green soft one.
The green is the softer one.
What do you call that one? The green.
Name for it? I don't know.
Hulls.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yes, you have to hull
them.
Have to hull them, and then
you
have to crack
them. We had a dozen.
You have to work to get that.
We had a dozen oranges yesterday, and today we don't have any. You might say the oranges are all
gone.
What was all gone? The
oranges.
And what kind of vegetables might we have in our vegetable garden? Just name a few vegetables.
Potatoes, peas, beans.
What kind of beans?
Radishes, string beans. Butter beans.
Onions and carrots.
The red ones? They're not vegetables.
Beets.
Radishes.
Beets, do you mean
the
beets?
I was thinking, actually, I guess they're fruit, aren't they? You put out the plants in the spring. And
tomatoes?
You mean strawberries?
No.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
And what kind of onions might you have?
Well, they have white onions, red onions.
And yellow onions, and then there's the little spring onions, what they call them?
Shallots?
Huh?
Spring onions.
Onions and shallots.
Yeah, shallots or whatever that is. They usually call it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What do you do? You have with butter beans. You've got to take them out of the
hull.
You hull the beans.
Well, I guess you'd call it that one.
The edible tops of turnips and greens. There, I gave it away.
Greens. Turnips and beets.
Yeah, dandelions.
Turnips and beets.
On the outer cover of the corn, the green thing, you got to pull off the.
Husks.
Yeah. The kind of corn that you'd serve on the cob would be not field corn, but
sweet corn.
Yes, sweet corn. That's right.
And on the top of the corn stalk, there's a
tassel.
Tassel. Okay. And the things you got to pick off of the ear when you eat it, you got to
corn
pick
silk.
You would agree, so?
Yeah.
Two kind of melons you might have in the summer would be a watermelon and a
cantaloupe.
Sorry. Yeah, some people call them muskmelons.
And the thing that grows wild out in the woods.
Mushrooms?
Yes. I usually have to draw a picture of them again. I was starting to draw a picture here.
Oh, well, you see, we're real bright.
Well, I would say it's one of the fastest interviews I've ever done. You'd call it the same.
What's that?
The little things that grow out in the field.
Yeah, said. Mushrooms. Is that what you mean?
I wanted to get the pronunciation. And
mushrooms.
And the kind you better watch out for are the
toadstools.
Toadstools.
Uh-huh. And another kind of thing you might... Another thing you might grow in the garden is shaped like a gourd. You cut it in half and bake it, a little brown sugar.
Squash.
Squash.